So in order to sing a song like that, I think that, Brian, you had to pick and choose which verses to share, because traditionally these things can have 15, 20 verses even. And how do you pick which verses you want to include? The ones that are the most gory, most historically accurate, or go back to the original source? How do you do that?
You know, a lot of it is just finding good poetry, to be honest, and trying to find the parts that I feel like the poetry is good, and maybe there's a little bit that is just irresistible. Like the first verse there talks about mosquitoes buzzing melodious or harmonious. So you have to have that in. I mean, that's such a crowd pleaser. But yeah, I know, exactly. That is quite a long song. And it's worth pointing out that back in the day when people sang these to pass the time in the lumber camp bunkhouse, there wouldn't have been guitars or much less bouzoukis like there are on that recording. It was just a solo voice. And that's it's the very same in the Irish tradition. You would just sing a song, just a solo voice, and they were often quite long. And that strikes us as maybe not so great these days. We kind of like our songs packaged up in 3-minute sound bites. But back then, you know, I mean, if you can imagine being cooped up in the woods in northern Wisconsin in a little shanty, a little lumber camp bunkhouse for the winter with only guys, no iPods, no iPhones. Times were tough. But really, there was no TV, there was no radio. A lot of the guys in the early days couldn't even read. So they would really rely on singers to pass the time. And so if you had a 15-minute long song, that was great.
Yeah, help me make it through the night. That's a 15-minute song. Make it go 30 minutes. We'll be good.